fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 25th of February. Prepper tip of the day, that would be to work with your team, recreate with your team, and pray with your team. You need to be part of a team, men and women that you would trust with your life for the times that are coming ahead of us. We're patiently in the green room, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is a busy guy with lots of websites. We're going to give out, he has more than 4, by the way. We're just going to give out 4 of them, and we'll give these 4 websites out a number of times. So here's the first time. JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Then we go to HealthyWorldStore.com. Next is RevolutionTelevision.net. And then we have MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Good to have you with us. From our brief conversation, sounds like you're a little behind with a couple of your projects, sir.
Yeah, it's having had the Pfizer, Moderna, and I just had actually Hearst Corporation, which is another defendant. There's 4 defendants. You have Pfizer, Hearst, Henry Schein, vaccine distributor, my previous employer, and the Hearst Corporation, which is a leading propaganda mill for Big Pharma. So they've converted my properties. They basically took the whole 528 industry and tried to smear it along with yours truly. And so they're named as defendants, and they just joined the case yesterday, which is finally good. They're answering now. That's good.
That's a good start. That's a good start. The defendants are, or respondents, so this is not a criminal matter.
It should be.
I've spent most of my life dealing with criminal matters, but the respondents are deathly afraid of the power of subpoena that you have, aren't they, sir?
Well, that's the first thing that they've already articulated, and that they've alerted the court, the magistrate. They're saying that they're going to block discovery. They're going to file a motion to block discovery, which is the fundamental reason, really, that I'm suing, is because they are obviously, it's like prima facie, it's right in your face, fraud with regard to the genetic safety that they've been falsely advertising. So from a consumer protection and activist standpoint, the most important social concern of the entire lawsuit is to bring to bear their discovery and their actual evidence that their vaccinations, which is actually not vaccinations at all, it's genetic engineering, it's genetic, they call it genetic therapy, it's actually genetic intoxication and subversion of the human DNA, that that is safe. Now, let's take a look at the science. I want to see everything that they have to do that basically claims that it's safe, because I don't think there's anything. The fact is that when you read their protocol, they didn't have anything. They actually said to the world, we are not doing genetic analysis in this protocol for testing the safety and efficacy of these vaccines, these mRNA vaccines. So it's really kind of, from my perspective, it's an open and shut case of consumer fraud. And because I am a competitor in the industry and a whistleblower that was previously employed by the industry, the suit is brought under the Florida Whistleblowers Act. And also the primary claim is unfair and deceptive trade. The unfair trade is that they have suppressed and smeared all of the alternatives to vaccinations for COVID, all of the like vitamin C, the antioxidants, the whole array of antioxidants, and OxySilver, of course, which we advertise on the network. You're kind enough to let us do that. That this is a fantastic antioxidant. It's actually a quadruple antioxidant when you start to look at how it's actually used. And so they have smeared it. They've actually, in, for example, Hearst's Popular Mechanics magazine had a feature article smearing me, smearing my work, smearing 528, smearing OxySilver. So I want to hold them accountable for the financial but also social damages that they've caused by actually blocking humanity's access and celebration of all of the alternatives to the deadly, risky vaccinations.
Well, so this will be in a Florida circuit court, initially at the county level, is that correct?
No, it's actually in federal, it's district, it's U.S.
Federal.
District.
Okay, well, you mentioned the Florida matter there, the a whistleblower, and I thought that may why it would be in a Florida court. So if it's a Florida statute regarding whistleblowers, how does that play into it?
Well, the federal courts in the certain states, they usually bow to the state statutes. And so that's where, unlike, let's say, Hawaii, where you have to actually be a government employee in order to claim a whistleblower statute, and elsewhere. And that's pretty standard. Interestingly enough, in Florida, where I currently reside, they have a statute that covers basically all general employees. So I use that as an opportunity to bring standing. And of course, I have the standing because when you start to research the connection between Pfizer, Moderna, Hearst Corporation, and Henry Schein, you see that Schein is at the forefront of distributing vaccinations, as they always have been since I was working with them many years ago. They have continued that. But most recently, I discovered in January 2020, which is now basically overcomes the statute of limitations. The 2020, there was a conference, first of all, in before that, when I learned about the October conference that Schein was present at, working at Johns Hopkins as a virtual co-sponsor or participant in the coronavirus predictive programming, whereby you can go on revolutiontelevision.net if you haven't already seen it. I have about a 52-minute analysis of this conference because it's quintessential to understanding that this was a plandemic. It was all planned. And this was the principal conference co-sponsored by Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, co-sponsored with the World Economic Forum, which is Klaus Schwab's group, which has advanced the 4IR, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which when you start to study that, you realize all of the big tech, big industrial revolutionary military and consumer products, this whole industry is gearing up for transhumanism, connecting human brains to the cloud, being able to control via supercomputers and super fast telecommunications like 5G, all of the emotions and feelings and even thoughts and behaviors of human beings via central computer. So that's the objective in transhumanism. That's was coined, pioneered by Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum. And then going back to Henry Schein, the man that fired me from Schein for coming out with the truth about the Florida dental AIDS tragedy. I was at the time training about 30,000 healthcare professionals across the United States in infection control, sterilization, disinfection, waste disposal, barrier protection. I used to routinely, in my ignorance, recommend vaccinations for Schein and the audiences. And I subsequently learned about the risks and the dangers of vaccinations. And I learned about what really happened in that quintessential case that prompted the infection control movement in medicine. All of healthcare changed with gloves and masks and goggles and all of this craziness. Well, I basically came out with the truth that the Florida dentist had a classic organized serial killer, personality profile, crime scene profile, developmental history. And I had worked to establish that based on the FBI's methods and materials. I actually was helped by the FBI in Quantico, Burgess and Ressler's brilliant research. It's called the motivational model for sexual homicide. All of the psychopaths pretty much have traumatic childhoods. They all are abused as children, emotionally, physically, sexually abused. Well, the Florida dentist, based on his friend's testimonies and his own history, had this. And then when you did an analysis, basically that's how AIDS got transmitted in healthcare in that particular case. All suppressed. All of the intelligence that I just gave you was taboo in the United States. I had to go out of the United States to publish it in the British Dental Journal and a couple other journals that I published. Nothing in the United States. It was all basically censored. So Schein did not like that. They fired me. And the person that fired me, he's the CEO, he was actually in the last couple years presenting Schein's participation in the World Economic Forum in this whole transformation of civilization into transhumanism. That's the group that he's joined. So I'm actually concerned specifically with the genetic engineering and the participation distribution of the vaccination industrialists, Pfizer, Merck, how they're being distributed by Schein and promoted by entities such as Hearst Corporation. And that's, you know, iHeartRadio, that's the whole nine yards, it's Chicago Tribune, it's massive amounts of media persuasion is inducing the compliance in society, whereby, you know, you can share about the meeting you just attended. You know, you've got all the officials signing up to get vaccinated and saying, oh, well, vaccines are wonderful.
Right, right. Well, that's an unfortunate situation that people who should know better don't know better, that they're seeking out the one attendee at the Republican meeting. He was ready to drive 2 hours one way to get the vaccination. He wanted it so bad. I mentioned off air the work of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and her belief that within 4 to 14 months, people will start dropping dead because they got the vaccine. And I asked your opinion, doctor, and you went into some great detail, more than a scientific explanation, about the harm caused by the vaccines and your belief that there could be a lot of harm caused by the vaccines. Correct, sir?
Yes, that's right. You know, it would not surprise me if Dr. Tenpenny's analysis or conclusion is accurate, but I'd like to see the pathogenic process. I'd like to see why she's claiming the 4 to 14 months, because I'm not sure it's determinable. Number one, because everybody's an individual, everybody's health status, everybody's got, you know, medical complications that are unique to them. And the burden on the immune system is also a variant. So 4 to 14 months, that's an interesting claim. I'm not sure I could defend that in my litigation or actually even in the scientific community, but I'm interested in finding out how she came up with that parameter. But the manner in which, to my understanding, where they're falsely claiming safety deals with the mechanism by which the mRNA injections and intoxications and DNA mutating, basically corruption, that's what it's doing, to output antigens. You see, they're injecting you with foreign RNA, mRNA, messenger RNA, and that goes into the cells for the specific purpose. They call that the payload. The payload's purpose is to then signal the human DNA to produce more of those poisons, the same poison, the spike protein. And when you research the spike protein, you have to really consider the censored, very profoundly reputable science. Censored science. What does that tell you? Censored science by Prodhan et al., who came out with, using Watson computer, because Prodhan and his 8 other experts in the field of genetic analysis, using the Watson computer, the most advanced computer on the planet, and he's a director of the Watson, overseeing Watson computerization and genetic analysis for all of Asia and India. That's Prodhan. And he came out with a paper that even Luc Montagné, who discovered the AIDS virus, this was the original, it wasn't Gallo, it was Montagné. Montagné actually confirmed what I had also confirmed, that Prodhan's work was accurate. 4 gene sequences from the AIDS virus was integrated into this spike protein that is the antigen, that is the poison. So that spike protein attaches to the human cell. It then injects the payload, which is the mRNA, which then the mRNA directs the DNA to produce more of the spike proteins. Now, those are supposed to go out, and, you know, in theory, they go out, the antigens go out, and then they basically prompt the B cells of the human immune system to produce antibodies against the spike protein. In the theory that once the person has the antibodies produced, now they're going to be prevented against the coronavirus infection. Well, that's very, very interesting, and it works on, you know, paper and in theory. But in actual practice, if you're going to cause society to submit to this procedure, then what you have to have in advance, according to law and FDA, you need to have legitimate science that proves, number one, especially if you have an emergency use authorization, which is what they got. The emergency use authorization by the FDA was based on that they had to prove safety, which they actually said that they are not doing. They don't really have any substance, and gross negligence. It's virtual reckless negligence that a majority, not the whole, about almost 75% of the commissioners at the FDA. And again, when you start to research those that came from revolving doors between the FDA and the drug industry, Big Pharma puts into place to capture, it's called regulatory capture. Regulatory capture is your regulators, here in this case, the FDA, is captured by the pharmaceutical cartel. And that as a result of that, you had 3/4 of the FDA expert commissioners say, okay, we accept your safety data. But there was no safety data, really.
Well, no surprise there. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jaron Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best discount you can get is the one I offer on EMP Shield devices, $50 off EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, here's those four websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and then we've got medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we've got a couple of callers on hold here. But first, we have Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I love this show, by the way. Thank you so much for all your information. I have one question. Does the COVID vaccine affect the spiritual area of your brain? And then I'll in case... I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Deborah. Go ahead, Doctor.
Wow. That's so cool that Deborah asked that question, because that's really what I wanted to finish up from the last question. You know, the question becomes, so what is the result of the antigen production? And I'm actually going to share with you right now, Deborah, and everyone else, that there's a satanic component. So here's what happens. As those antigens are now produced by the corrupted DNA, they go out. And of course, it's overwhelming the immune system. Well, the immune system has been the target since the early special virus cancer program back in the 60s. The scientists and military industrialists and the bioweapons developers wanted to know how to induce cancers. And the most important factor they said was, well, if we're going to, you know, cause a biological weapon or depopulate the planet, we need to attack the human immune system, because it's the immune system that provides the protection. So that what they started to do was look at ways to induce autoimmune diseases. Now, that's why you have, over the last, let's say, 50 years, skyrocketing rates of brand new diseases. There's about 100 autoimmune diseases that are new in medical science. So, you know, that's actually how my mother died, of Guillain-Barré is one of the most common ones. You have Guillain-Barré, Stephen Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease. So all of those diseases really have been prompted by the weakening of the immune system. So this goes back to Dr. Tenpenny's claim, you know, there's a period by which the immune system is going to be overwhelmed. And then the question becomes, in susceptible people, you know, how fast that's going to happen. Then you have to add what Deborah's bringing into question. Because the immune system is really what protects us and has been designed by the Creator to weaken that in this way, by causing and corrupting the human body and the DNA to produce more of the poisons that weaken the immune system, that's satanic. That's absolutely satanic. So again, what part of the brain, and this goes into the energy cleaner that you sell, John, and it goes into the EM field, and it goes into the psychotronic warfare that Dennis Kucinich tried to stop in 2000 and 2001 in Congress, whereby this whole transhumanism susceptibility, where now human brains are connected to the cloud, and that the vaccines, here's what they're not telling you. They're not telling you what's in the hydrogel coating around the spike protein and the spike protein mechanism that permits the delivery of the payload of the messenger RNA that causes all of this corruption. They're not telling you what's in the scientific literature that this hydrogel coating is the most wonderful way to inject into the human body nanochips that permit the connection between the human neurology and the cloud, the computerization. So when Deborah's now raising this issue of spirituality, and we're looking at this whole thing as satanic, completely evil, criminally psychopathic, and then you have to engage this understanding of where they're going with this and what they're concealing with this. Just like they're concealing the AIDS component of the spike protein, they're concealing the nanochip, microchip capability that's the most advanced in neuroscience, in military neuroscience. That's what they've been doing at Harvard and at MIT, especially at the media labs financed by Epstein and Bill Gates and their investors, their stockholders in their organizations, corporations, the private equity investment banksters. They've been investing in this type of technology for years already. So the effect of on the human brain and spirituality is potentially profound, because that is where the pineal gland operates at a certain frequency that can be corrupted by the nanochip and the psychotronic warfare technology that's computerized.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We had a break. We have another caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. You got some excess time, you want to read articles by qualified scientists and doctors about the COVID matter? We got dozens of articles and videos, both by scientists and doctors, reviewing the true nature of the Chinese flu. Also, my website, we're getting caught up on energy cleaner sale production, I should say. The zero sub-zero weather has hurt production, but this week we're getting caught up on getting these back orders out the door of energy cleaners and mattress pads. If you have issues with arthritis pain, issues with sleep, you need an energy cleaner, quite frankly. We'll talk more about that at the bottom of the third hour. In the meantime, you can check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Here's these websites, four of his websites. He's got several more, but here's four of his websites. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Morning, Glenn.
Yes, good morning. I didn't hear the noise of the cutover yet.
Go ahead.
Hello? Okay, you can hear me. Oh, that's right, it happened a while back. Dr. Garwitz, in terms of the 4 to 14 month time frame that Dr. Tenpenny talks about, tell me if I'm barking up the right tree here as to what I think she's saying. It seems that she's implying that the vast proliferation of this spike protein overwhelms or kind of burns out the immune system, and then this allows opportunistic disorders such as Alzheimer's, Guillain-Barré, multiple sclerosis, Bell's palsy, Lou Gehrig's syndrome, to allows these things to get a foothold. And that, you know, in other words, so the 4 to 14 month is the amount of time it takes for the immune system to become overwhelmed and then to allow these other things to get a foothold. Is that anywhere near correct?
Well, it's near correct. The only question I have is the actual time. You know, it could be in a week, you know, in a susceptible person with medical complications. I mean, the overwhelming of the immune system might take place faster than 4 months, or it could take years. So I don't know, you know.
Right,
that's you know, yeah, it's,
right,
to
exactly,
me, it's a moot question. You know, for me, it's really not a most substantive issue. What you're saying is the most substantive matter. You're going to get all these autoimmune diseases because you have a depletion of it. You know, and if I might take another moment to just readdress the satanic component, the evil and criminal psychopathic component of this, when you look at the autoimmune disease production and you realize how is this being induced, exactly what you're saying is true. How does that happen? It happens because it follows the coronavirus injection, the vaccine injection, causes the same mechanism using reverse transcriptase enzyme. That is a reverse transcriptase, which literally causes life to operate in reverse. That's satanic. When you take God's perfectly planned way in which immunity is boosted and maintained, and you now inject a virus or a vaccine, mRNA, that uses what the AIDS virus uses, which is unique in the industry. So much of the coronavirus, this is what is astonishing and appalling, that a massive amount of the way in which the coronavirus vaccines work and Dr. Anthony Fauci's patents are patenting is this kind of technology that is surrounding this main issue, that reverse transcriptase is causing life in the human body to operate in reverse. Typically, you have the RNA goes to the ribosome to produce more proteins. In this particular case, the messenger RNA corrupts the entire mRNA system, and that then corrupts the DNA to produce what it's not supposed to produce, more poisons. Now, so that is a satanic component. And going back to what Deborah in Arizona was raising, when you look at the frequency resonance of what's taking place, particularly in society, this fear, this massive amount of social control and persuasion, it's all about the pineal gland. The pineal gland is the spiritual processing gyroscope of species. The homing device within, let's say, dolphins and whales and butterflies and birds, they migrate for thousands of miles using their pineal gland because it's like a gyroscope. It addresses and accesses the electromagnetic frequency of the planet, and it basically then guides behavior for the homing action. So that is in the human being, the pineal gland, that vibrates, according to my research and other colleagues' research, at 741 frequency. Now, what's most astonishing is that frequency is the opposite. It is the opponent to love 528. 528 is at the center of your heart. The pineal gland operates at a higher chakra vibration, and it's 741 cycles per second or hertz frequency. And that frequency, incredibly, in musicology, is called the devil's tone. So the devil's tone is what the massive music industry has been playing since 1938, when the Rockefeller Foundation, to suppress human spirituality, institutionalized for the Western world the concert pitch standard tuning set at A440, which then gives you the major D chord resonating at the heart of it in 741. The F sharp note, for those of you who are musicians, it's called the augmented fourth or the diminished fifth, and it's used in Hollywood to jar you, to frighten you. And that is what the imposition in the music industry has been, that the 528 love revolution in music industry, and that's part of my lawsuit against Pfizer and Moderna and Hearst, because they actually have not only just smeared it and libeled it and tried to put us out of business as an industry, but actually converted. They stole. Hearst Corporation is on record now. I've got the evidence of having stole my, I have what's called the Solfeggio Eclectica album, whereby I go through the different chakras, which are each vibrating at a different frequency, and I use musical composition and videography to be able to produce therapeutics, to balance out the chakra systems and restore the balance. Well, it turns out that this 741 frequency goes directly to Deborah's concerns about the vaccines inducing the spirituality and manipulation, this anti-spirituality or spiritual suppression. That's what's taking place in the human being and just civilization in general, because we're inundated in a milieu of fear, of propaganda that's inducing this fear, causing the behaviors to comply with the vaccination scheme. And that on top of that, you've got, you know, radio outputting this aberrant, annoying frequency, and that is really part of the total globalization manipulation picture.
Okay. Now, I'll just be candid. I'm not really on board with the frequency stuff that much. I'm not that interested in it. But in terms of the, infection, contracting of the infection, and just, you know, somebody being a spreader, that sort of thing. Oh, by the way, one other thing. I'm aware of, like, some people will have, if you get any vaccination or any injection, you can have an immune system response. I'm a bit concerned that people might have a mild initial immune system response, like you might have, like to be mildly febrile, or to, perhaps I'm aware of one patient who had some respiratory difficulties that rapidly abated. But that doesn't mean you're out of the woods, because that's just an initial immune system response to this foreign invader chemical. It's what comes later on after this manufacturing of the spike protein has been going on for a long time that concerns me about, the opening of the door for the other disorders. And,
yeah, I'm in complete agreement with that aspect, and I would encourage you, Glenn, to not dismiss the whole frequency concept. Let me just finish. John started the program recommending that we find loving beings that we can depend on, high integrity, spirit-filled people to pray with. You know, the whole concept of prayer and holy spiritual protection that is would be the outcome of that blessing, of that communication, divine human communion is what the Holy Spirit power of protection actually administers. So if we're engaged now in this final end times act of depopulation through, I can't say vaccination, I have to say genetic manipulation. If we're now witnessing that, and we have to make some serious decisions about that as a group of loving people coming together in our community here, on Republic Radio and elsewhere, we've got to look at what is the fundamental protection mechanism that what you're talking about corrupts. And that literally involves you're either going to go with Satan, you're going to get vaccinated, or you're going to listen to the music and you're going to vibrate in fear and you're going to cause distress. And the distress, it induces an acidification. Your body chemistry, and this has direct impact in what it is that you actually clearly and correctly state. You have all of these autoimmune diseases and cancer induction and various other illnesses. These infectious diseases thrive, all of it, in acidification, in an acidified environment. And so your body chemistry, that's what the whole alkalinization and alkaline waters are all about, is to attenuate the acidification that is actually induced through primarily stress and distress and fear. And, you know, your internal dialogue that's giving you all these worryful, you know, concerns and you know, your muscles tense up in your body and the muscle tension, your muscles go into spasm and they pee out. Your muscles actually gobble up oxygen. They deplete oxygen. That's hypoxia. And then they cause acidification. They pee out acids. So that is what causes the immune system in general, the overriding issue in immune pathology. Is this where you now have a chemistry and a energy alteration? The energy, you go into the water chemistry to understand. It's simple. The chemistry of water, which is 80% of your body, let's say, is H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. The H plus means that it's given over its electron. It's lost its electron. It's electron of energy. It's lost its energy. As acid is a depletion of energy. That's what acid is. You're burning hell.
That's the hydroxyl ion. And then
Exactly. Yeah. That's where the game is. That's hydroxychloroquine. That's oxysilver. That's vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, the zinc. They're all antioxidants. They're all working the same way to protect you, just like the Holy Spirit that comes in the breath of life. The oxygenation delivers that electron resonating, which is a spiritual phenomenon, because all spirituality is electrons. Spirit is electrons.
I'm not on the same page with you there. My emphasis in spirituality is going to be that, you know, it's that God is the righteous creator. We're his sinful creatures. You know, he believes, you know, if you believe with, you know, your heart and confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. I'm going to emphasize justification by grace through faith in Jesus. The necessity of the life is in the blood, the shedding of his blood for the remission of sin. That's going to be my emphasis. I don't necessarily want to delve too much into the, you know, the musicology and the frequency stuff, right here, you know, online. Okay. So I think I just wanted to, make sure that I'm understanding what the, you know, the progression that she's suggesting. But I mean, we've seen people die at the 2-week mark. We've, you know, the glaring case of the 56-year-old obstetrician in Florida, you know, where for him, the vaccine caused his immune system to attack every platelet in his system. That's what I'm concerned about, misprogramming of the immune system to cause the, you know, autoimmune attacks.
Yeah, well, I have the same objection, Glenn. That's my consideration also. You know, it's one thing to say what you just said, it's accurate. But to put a time frame on it, I need to look at what basis there is in science for that.
I'm surrounded by colleagues who are now running out and getting the vaccine and think that they're doing the safe, good, and virtuous thing, and that this is, you know, and I'm like, you know, employers are talking it up and everything, and I for one would like to hold out for a while without, you know, without retribution, to hold out for a while and let the jury be out to see what happens in the coming months. If I start hearing about people who are experiencing these disorder, these opportunistic disorders, it's going to be a big, big deal.
Yeah. I would also, again, re-encourage you. When you say the life is in the blood, you're actually corroborating exactly my entire frequency energy thesis in spirituality. So what is in the blood that is the life is the oxygen, and what is producing the oxygen is the greenish-yellow chlorophyll and water. The oxygen's popping off of water and chlorophyll. That greenish-yellow color is resonating in 528, and the molecule that's actually distributing the life that's in the blood is called hemoglobin. And you look at hemoglobin, and the molecule is virtually identical to chlorophyll. And that's what's spreading that Holy Spirit power of love. And that's how God got Adam off the ground. He breathed the breath of life into Adam. And so that's the basis. It's the fundamental
sustainability. Hold on, doctor. We got a break. We got a heartbreak. We're right there.
Against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it was subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Doctor, we're down to the last 3 minutes here, to wrap this up. Glenn, I think we sufficiently answered your question,
yep.
Haven't we, sir?
Yep. Yep, I'm done. Thank you, John. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Doctor, make the best use of these 3 minutes, sir.
Yeah, well, I think it was a very interesting show. You know, I think all of the shows that you come and you challenge me, John, and direct me, I've been very, very wonderful shows. It's been a great pleasure and privilege to join you. And I look forward to it every week. And, you know, I don't know how long this is going to be able to continue, but it's really a joy for me to join you. I love you very much. You're a great guy, man.
Well, thank you. It's been good working with you, Doctor, and I want to continue this partnership indefinitely because we're doing a lot of good here, sir.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I love the way you started the show. Prayer, 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 man. It's just so important. That's the only way that I know that for sure we can have the protection and the restoration and the regeneration of the energy of love and protection that we need right now desperately. And unfortunately,
well, if you want to see an atheist go bonkers, just showing the peer-reviewed studies that prayer does pass the scientific method of being real.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely right. Absolutely. You know, I love the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, because when you read that book, you suddenly realize that this love energy of frequency, this greenish yellow frequency, is everywhere. You know, you have, for example, 5,280 feet in a measured mile. Why? You have that because it's the same shape as snowflakes. What forms a snowflake is that sacred geometry, that double tetrahedron structure that water molecule forms by. It's all frequency. It's all spirituality. And so I love the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, because you realize you see God everywhere, everywhere, and including in our bodies.
Amazing. That's amazing. Well, thank you, Doctor. Look forward to having you back next week.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Okay. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we are going to have, we'll have Steve Hunt with us at the top of the hour here, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. We'll be getting caught up in what's going on with the economy and talk about ways to protect family assets. Very important topic. Very important topic. And I hope you will be able to stay tuned and listen to what Steve gives us for updates. Bottom of the hour, Tom Berryhill and I will spend 24 minutes talking about our favorite product, the Energy Cleaner, helping save people's lives, get their lives back. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.